Except this time I'll show you the end part of it too, okay? But we have to just...
I die.
At the end is exactly like the beginning, and it's nothing like the beginning. At the end, I'm not the same person I was in the beginning. So singing the same notes doesn't mean anything. It means a different thing now. You know, there's four levels for studying Torah: Pshat, Remez, Drash, Sod. Simple, Pshat, as it is on the page. Remez, hint, clue. Something about this is not exactly what it appears to be. Something's missing, maybe a word, a letter, something. Third level, Drash. Teach something about it, inquire something, get meaning out of what you just read. And the last level, Sod, secret, the reason I actually even care about any of it. Okay? What's the secret? What's hiding underneath all of it? At the end of the day, however, you arrive right back in the beginning in Pshat. Simple. Except if you get to simple through all the levels, simple isn't simple anymore. Simple is not what it was in the beginning. So just singing isn't just singing anymore. Just singing is holy. In the beginning we just sing and it's just singing. But if we really work through it and we really work through the levels, then just singing is holy. That's your job with a congregation. You start from just singing and you end with just singing. But the just singing at the end, hopefully people walk out a bit lighter, the heart a bit more wounded or more healed, the soul a bit lighter or more in awe. Something has to be transformed, something has to be changed. And it's not an intellectual process, it's an emotional process, it's an intuitive process. It's a vocal, physical, tactile, sensual process. That, however, cannot happen unless you do your homework and use the intellect.